Oh, poked away by Trinkler, but McElwain goes and gets it, gives it off. Long three-point shot is up. No good. And that was Jacob Willard shooting a three right at the end of the shot clock. Didn't even catch the rim, bounces out of bounds. Thayer Bobcats with a chance to jump out on top early. Here's the starting lineup for the Bay Yellow Jackets. It is Cade Spencer, Marky Dodson, Wyatt McElwain, Jacob Willard, and Waylon Floyd. For the Bobcats, it's Belcher, Deckard. They're playing catch out front right now. Deckard is off the Trinkler. Trinkler shoots a three from the top. It rolls off the rim. No good. Inside for the offensive rebound is Heath Cones, but it goes off his hands and out of bounds. And Riley White to wrap up the starting offense for the Thayer Bobcats. No score. We're 50 seconds into our first quarter. McElwain with it. Out on top to Spencer. Now swinging around on the left side in the corner to McElwain. Down inside to Floyd. Floyd turns, shoots. No, a tip is up. No good. And a rebound to Heath Cones for Thayer Bobcats. Don't want to run. Now Hollard, or excuse me, Deckard, Hollis Deckard takes it up the left sideline, swings around the horn, ends up in the hands of Riley White. Riley will go back on top. Now around to the left side to Trinkler, bouncing it down low to White. Riley puts it on the floor, and it is knocked away and out of bounds by the good defense in there of number 12, Waylon Ford. They will inbound down under the bucket. We played over a minute. Neither team has scored. Bobcats get Trinkler loose on the inbound play for the lay-in. And a good pass from Hollis Decker to Trinkler, who got free on the backside for the layup. Here comes Bay back the other way, jumping it inside. Here's a steal by Hollis. Hollis stepped in front and takes away the pass to the outlet. Hollis with the ball at the free throw line, bounces over to Riley White. Now on top to Combs. Combs runs it from there, goes to Trinkler on the left side, out on the wing, outside the three-point line. Gives to Hollis. Deckard moves to the elbow, shoots, no good, rebound, Cade Spencer for Bay. Here come the Yellow Jackets. They got it to Dodson, moves into the lane, kicks it back outside, and another pass is deflected by Trinkler, picked up by the Yellow Jackets. Bobcat defense being really active here in this first quarter. Yellow Jackets working around the perimeter. They do not want to take the ball inside. Here they do, got it in there to the big man Belcher, and Willard. And the 6'3 senior with his first bucket ties the game at 2. 5:49 to go in the first quarter. This is for third place in the Bad Boy Mower Maverick Division here at the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland. There, Bobcats with the ball working on the perimeter. Deckard thought about the three. Instead, gives it up to Belcher out on the wing over to Trinkler on the right side. Trinkler moving, curled across the front of the lane and is going to get fouled on the move. That'll be on number 2. That is Marky Dodson for the Bay Yellow Jackets, and Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball, non-shooting foul. They'll inbound it on the side. Hollis Deckard will trigger it in. They are trying to regain the lead here. Each team with a bucket in the opening minute and a half. Bobcats still the high post to Belcher. He puts it on the dribble. Spins left. Fadeaway jumper is up off the front iron. No good. The rebound came from out of bounds by the Yellow Jackets, and Riley White's got it for Thayer. Is it to Combs? Combs. Now to Deckard. Takes the three, moves to the free throw line, all the way in under the bucket, throws one up, spins it off the window and in. Hollis Deckard with a circus shot for two. Dodson the other way in a hurry for Bay, kicks it outside, gets it right back in the corner on the left. Dodson kicks it out on top. Number 10's got it there. That is McElwain. He lost the handle, fell down, and the ball stolen by the Thayer Bobcats. Belcher going down the left side of the lane, throws it up with the left hand. It's good. Jaden Belcher gives the Thayer Bobcats a 6-2 lead. Dodson comes the other way in a hurry. Almost another steal by Trinkler. Bay will run it down. That is Willard out at midcourt. Bay swings it down to the right wing for Spencer. Spencer goes baseline to Dodson on the right side of the window. Wide open, number 12, McElwain puts a shot up. No, and a rebound to Heath Combs for the Thayer Bobcats. Heath will give it up to Hollis Deckard. He brings up the floor. Deckard crosses through the big H to the middle of the floor here at the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland. Thayer Bobcats up 4 early. And the ball to Trinkler. Trinkler goes to the top of the key. And back over to Deckard on the left side. Shoots a three. Bingo! Hollis Deckard hit one from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by the Community First Banking Company. And Thayer out to a 9-2 lead early. Bang. Got it down on the baseline to Dodson. Cross-court pass is stolen by Riley White. Riley now bring it up the floor, waiting for a guard. Nobody came. He says, I'll take it up to you. Bobcats swing it to Deckard. Deckard into the free throw circle. Bounces it to Riley White on the right side. Now up to Combs, around the horn to Trinkler on the left. Trinkler back to Hollis Deckard. Dobson jumps out on him, gives to Trinkler. He'll try a three, and it's good! The freshman hits a three, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. The Thayer Bobcats are up 12-2, and Bay wants a timeout to talk about it. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502, packaged with a front end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
And back into the A.L. Hudson Center, the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Rodden Invitational Tournament, Maverick Division third place game. Thayer Bobcats have opened this game red hot on both ends of the floor. Defense is playing extremely well, and Thayer's made a change defensively. They have moved Belcher into the middle and playing a 2-3 zone. And Bay's having all kinds of problems with it. By the way, Isaiah Jones has checked in, a sophomore for Bay. Off the inbound, they get the ball to Willard. Their best player dumps it inside to McElwain. Back out to Spencer. Spencer trying to make a move. Couldn't get open. Down to 16 on the shot clock for the Bay Yellow Jacket. Right side, they go to Jones and now Dodson. Dodson, jump pass cross court is off the hands of the Bobcat defense and out of bounds. Went off of Hunter Trinkler out there trying to get the steal. And they will trigger it in with 8 seconds on the shot clock. They got it into Jones. Back to Willard. To Spencer in the corner. Cross court, they go to Floyd. Floyd back out. And Willard's going to have to throw one up. It's no good, but Bay comes down the offensive rebound. Isaiah Jones got it to Willard around the Spencer in the corner. Shoots a three ball, rattles in and out. No good. Rebound, Hunter Trinkler for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer up by 10, 2:41 to go first quarter. Bobcats playing well here this afternoon. I thought they played their best game of the season yesterday. They're playing even better today. Out top is Belcher. Moving down the left side of the lane, spins to the middle, shoots a little finger roll, wouldn't go down, and rebound controlled by the Yellow Jackets. They go to Spencer. Spencer races up the floor. They give it around the horn and out top for Willard. Willard, right side to Spencer in the corner. Down to Dodson on the baseline. He kicks it outside for Floyd. Floyd moves toward the lane, now back to that. Oh, bad pass on the outlet, and it was saved inbounds to Cade Spencer. He gives it to Willard. Willard down the right side of the lane, throws up one off the window. No good. A foul going to be whistled on the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be on 23. That is Jaden Belcher. Belcher called for his first foul. First foul called on Thayer in this game. Well, each team got one here in the first quarter. We're down to 2 minutes to play. And they fouled the guy that you don't want to foul. That's number 33, Jacob Willard. He has scored all 3 points for them in this game. Bobcats make a substitution here. Heath Combs is out. And Kipton Horton, another Bobcat freshman, has checked in. So a pair of freshmen on the floor right now with the two seniors and a junior for Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats working all around the perimeter. Got out to Deckard. Fakes a three. Defense jumps out on him. They give it back out to Belcher. Belcher to Horton. Now Trinkler driving the baseline. Couldn't get open for a shot. Gives it to Belcher. Down to 14 on the shot clock. Belcher up top to Horton and around to Deckard. He'll fire a long one. It's good. Jacob Deckard feeling it tonight. He's got 8 points in the quarter. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Thayer up 15-3. Dodson quick up the floor for the Yellow Jackets. Drives inside. Kicks it back outside to Spencer. Spencer. And the ball is going to be tipped. And we've got a foul call. Foul is on number two. That is Marky Dodson. Going to be called for his second of the game. And that's not good news. One of the starters with two. And they get him out of there. McElwain, number 10, checks back in. And Dodson's still out there, by the way. Here comes Thayer. Got it down to Trinkler. Driving a baseline. Shoots. He's fouled. Basket wouldn't go down, but he'll go to the line and shoot two. Thayer being very aggressive, taking the ball to the hole tonight. When they're not open for a three, they've hit three in the first quarter. We've got a minute three to go. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it here 15-3. And the freshman Hunter Trinkler going to go to the free throw line. And he'll wipe up a little perspiration off the floor and give us time to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Like Toyota of West Plains, Carter Funeral Homes in West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Steed Trucking of Thayer, Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains, and Partners in Shine of West Plains. First free throw by Trinkler is up and good. he will get another. It gives us an opportunity to say thanks again to the Clary Funeral Home, the Bolton in Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe, and Studio in Thayer. Second free throw by Trinkler, no good. And Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer. Just come if you're Bobcat Booster. It was Bay with a rebound off the missed free throw by Trinkler. They got the ball back into the half court set. They go to get it to Spencer on the left wing. Out top to Willard. Long shot is good. Jacob Willard hits the three, and Willard, excuse me, has scored. Excuse me again. All of the points for the Yellow Jackets, and we got a bucket down the other end by Belcher, his second of the night for Thayer. He's got 4 points, and Belcher here with a steal. 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer up 18-6 with the basketball. Carter Nicholson with it. He just checked in. Gives it over to Deckard. Hollis sees an opening. Kicks it down to Horton in the corner for three. That was no good. And the rebound to Dominic Boyce puts it back up and in. No, it was Nicholson. I'm sorry. Carter Nicholson just off the bench. Got the offensive rebound. Willard, long three, is good at the buzzer for the Yellow Jackets. Jacob Willard now with 9 points in the game, but the Thayer Bobcats have scored 20. Thayer leads it 20-9 here in the third place game of the Maverick Division in the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational in Highland. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
And we're back here at the A.L. Hudson Center, just underway in our second quarter. Thayer Bobcats open the quarter with the basketball. It's Carter Nicholson, Kipton Horton, Hunter Trinkler, Hollis Deckard, and Jaden Belcher for Thayer. And Trinkler with it gives it up to Deckard. Deckard will swing it around to Trinkler on the left side. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock for the Bobcats. Deckard got it out front, looking for an opening, gives it to Kipton, now to Belcher. Belcher faked once in the corner. Nicholson for three. It's good. No, it was Trinkler. It was Trinkler. Hits the three out of the corner. That brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Thayer leads it now 23-9 with 7:15 to go in the first half. There's a three-point shot up and good for Isaiah Jones on the other end for the Yellow Jackets out of Bay, Arkansas. So the first player other than Willard to score for Bay also hits a three. There's Thayer with the ball on the offensive end. They got it down in the corner to Nicholson. He shoots the three. It's no good. Kipton Horton goes against the rebound. Kicks it out to Deckard for three. That one rolls off the rim. Battle for the rebound. Ball is saved from out of bounds. And Nicholson's got it for Thayer. Throws it up. No. And he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Nice play by Carter Nicholson. The foul is on number 33, Jacob Willard, I believe, and will be his first of the game. Only the second. Oh, they called on number two. Is that right? They called on number two. And he picks up his third. That is Marky Dodson. And he again goes back to the sideline. Wyatt McElwain will check back in. First free throw is good. Second one good. So two in a row for Nicholson. Nicholson's now got 4 points in the game, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it 25-12. But all Bobcats in this one, the defense has been suffocating against Bay, and the offense has been really good, shooting the ball well tonight. They get it back out top. Willard will shoot a long three. That one bounces high off the rim. Spencer got the rebound for the Yellow Jackets. Gives it back inside to Bay. Bay, nice pass inside. Shot no good. Rebound again controlled by the Yellow Jackets. Mass band left and loose ball is picked up by Trinkler. Trinkler all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. Franklin now with 11 for the Thayer Bobcats. The freshman has been good tonight. And the Yellow Jackets punch it down inside. Ball poked away by Belcher, but it's picked up by Floyd. Floyd is going to be fouled. Actually, number 33, Willard's going to be fouled. Floyd got it to him. He tried to drive the baseline. He gets fouled down there by Hollis Deckard. They'll be the first on Deckard tonight. Substitution for Thayer. Kipton Horton checks out of the game, and Riley White is back in. One of the Bobcats starters. And the Yellow Jackets looking to force the ball in the middle. It's stolen by Riley White. Good defensive play. Bobcats with the ball up by 15 here. 5:49 to go in the quarter to get the ball to Nicholson. Wide open for a long three, and he nailed it. Carter Nicholson off the bench with 7 points. And Bay wants a timeout again. 5:42 to play in the first half. Thayer up 30-12. We'll be back to the AL Hudson Center. Just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, it's been all fair Bobcats here at the A.L. Hudson Center here in the third place game of the Maverick Division of the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. Thayer leads Bay by a score of 30-12 with 5:42 to play in the first half. Bobcats have hit 5 three-pointers in the first half of this game. Bay has only managed 2, both of them, by Jacob Willard. Well, actually 3. Isaiah Jones hit 1. It's been 3-point plays for every bucket for the Bay Yellow Jackets. Remember, Willard got fouled early and made a free throw for the old-fashioned 3-point play, and he's hit 2 threes since then. That's kind of their offense. Go down and jack it up from 19-9. They worked on the perimeter here, got the ball over to McElwain, shoots the 3. It battles off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Spencer. Spencer takes it out the left corner, shoots the 3, and it's good. Every bucket but one for the Yellow Jackets, the 3-pointer, and Thayer's lead is kept to 15. 5 minutes to play in the first half. They are working the offense out to Carter Nicholson. Thought about the 3, doesn't take it. Gives it out to Riley White. Riley to Trinkler. Trinkler looking inside. There's an offensive foul going to be called on Riley White. Riley away from the ball was cut into the hole, had a defender in front of him. He just reached out. I was watching the whole thing. He just reached out and shoved him out of the way. Can't do that. Foul on Riley will be his first of the night. Only the 3rd against Thayer and only the 2nd here in the 2nd quarter. Here, Willard shoots one from way outside, and a rebound taken by Spencer for Bay. Bay will swing it left side to McElwain. McElwain going inside Spencer, bounces on the baseline to Floyd. He drives in, puts it up, no, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul's going to be on number 23, Jaden Belcher, and that'll be number 2 on the night on Belcher. Bobcats sophomore. Call for the contact there on the shot block. 4:45 to go in the first half. Bay down by a bunch shooting free throws, and Floyd misses the first one. They're making a substitution here. Dominic Boyce will check in for the first time, and Jaden Belcher will come out. Bobcats have gone 8 deep in this game. Matter of fact, they've got 2 subs on the floor right now, Nicholson and Belcher. And the second free throw for Floyd is good. His first point of the game. And here come the Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Hollis Deckard and his Bobcats with a 14-point lead as they get into the half-court set. Deckard to the left side of the floor. Gives it to Trinkler. Bounces it to Riley White at the high post. Riley dribbles out to the 3-point line. Gives to Deckard. Deckard to Nicholson. Back outside to White. Thayer content just to work the ball around the perimeter here. Here's Deckard looking to an opening. Drives inside. Kicks it to Boyce. Boyce out to Trinkler. Trinkler looking for a screen. Now gives it to Boyce. Driving the baseline. Gives the ball down inside to Riley White, who lays it up and in. That's a beautiful play by Dominic Boyce to Riley White. And Riley with his first 2 of the night. With 4 minutes to go in the first half, Thayer up by 18. 42-16 is our score. And here's a whistle and a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White was trying to prevent Floyd from catching the pass down the low block. Got him with the body, and for Riley, that's going to be his 2nd of the game. And he will check out. checking in for the Bobcats. He's Combs. They will defend against the plate. And they get it out on the perimeter. Got the ball up to Isaiah Jones. Top the key. Gives it to Willard. Willard, little shake and bake. Moves off the screen. That curls back toward the lane. Little shot is up and no good. Rebound taken by Floyd. And taken away from him by Heath Combs. I bet Combs has got four rebounds here in the first half of the Thayer Bobcats. When he's been in there, he's played well. He's got it now on the right side. Bounces it down to Boyce. Boyce under the bucket. Shot blocked. And goes out of bounds. That's a nice play that time by number 10, Wyatt McElwain, a 6'4 senior. Blocked the shot of Dominic Boyce down under the bucket. There to run the inbound play. Last time they did this, they got a layup. This time they inbounded to Nicholson. Nicholson to the free throw line. Pull up jumper. Good. Carter Nicholson now with 9 points in the game. The Thayer Bobcats with 3:19 to go are up 34-16. Bay inside, back outside, Spencer for three, no. Nicholson had the rebound, was taken away by Willard, and Willard lost it out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Trinkler inbounds to Deckard, and he will walk it up the floor. We're down to 3 minutes to go in this first half. It's been all Thayer Bobcats here this afternoon. Or this evening, Bobcats worked the ball to Boyce. Boyce to Trinkler, driving down the left side of the lane, misses the shot, but a foul going to be whistled on the rebound. Or no, they're going to call that on the shot. Foul on the shot is on number zero. That is Spencer. Cade Spencer for Bay be his first. And sends Trinkler to the free throw line. The freshman hits the first free throw. Trinkler with 12 to lead the Bobcats in scoring tonight. Jacob Willard has scored 9 for Bay. And Trinkler, another one, up and good. Trinkler with 13 in the first half. Here comes Bay, down now by 20 with 2:49 to go in the half. I'll go to Spencer. Spencer dumps it down to Floyd. He jumps toward the basket, shoots, no good. Rebound to Hollis Deckard for the Thayer Bobcats. And the Bobcats will get into the half-court set. Deckard up the right side, gives it out to Trinkler between the circles. Trinkler puts it on the floor, moves off the screen, trying to get to the bucket. They cut him off. They'll circle it back outside and give to Hollis Deckard. Deckard down the left side of the lane, going all the way in. Double pumped on the shot. No, he's going to be called for a travel. So Deckard traveling with the basketball. Bay will inbound it with 2:22 to go in the half. Down by 20. 36-16. Thayer Bobcats having a good offensive night tonight. And here's the pass in the middle. Going to be stolen by Dominic Boyce for the Thayer Bobcats. Get out to Nicholson. Bobcats with a 3-on-3. Nicholson swings it down in the corner to Deckard. Deckard to Boyce cutting down the lane. He couldn't get the shot to go, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on Jacob Willard. That'll be number two. Well, they say now it's first. Okay, that's his first. And Boyce will go to the free throw line for Thayer to shoot two. First one is up, and it's good. So Dominic Boyce off the bench. The Thayer Bobcat bench tonight has already scored. Well, they've already scored 10 points in this game. Second free throw is no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. And Spencer takes it. And it's taken away by Heath Combs, who will drive. He misses the layup, and Spencer's got it back. Beautiful play by Combs. Just couldn't complete it. Here comes Willard coming the other way for the Yellow Jackets. The ball stolen from him by Boyce, who drives down, lays it up. No, but he's fouled. He'll go back to the free throw line. And going to be number 10 called for foul this time. Wyatt McElwain be his first of the night. And Dominic Boyce back to the line. First one is up for Dom, and it's good. Boyce with 2 points off the bench. I want to say thank you to some more Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. Mr. Dent in West Plains and Forsler Store in Thayer and Ashland, as well as Napa Auto Parts. And Boyce hits both free throws. He's got 3 points off the Bobcat bench. And we got a whistle and a violation going to be called on Floyd. Floyd is called for the foul after the basket. Call for a push. His first, and it's going to send Carter Nicholson to the free throw line to shoot two as Bay is over the limit here. Nicholson at the line. First one is up and good. Nicholson now in double figures, second Bobcat in double figures here in the first half. Trinkler with 13. Nicholson looking for number 11. And it's off the front of the rim. No good. We got a foul on the rebound. That'll be on the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be on number 11. Heath Combs trying to get an offensive rebound. Going to be called for a push. That's only the fourth team foul on Thayer, so they will. Oh, no, that is the fifth. So now they'll start shooting free throws as well. And we'll walk down to the other end of the court, and it will be number 12. That is Waylon Floyd to the free throw line. Hit one out of two just a minute ago for the Yellow Jackets. First one is up here, rolls off the rim, no good. Then we get a chance to say thanks to some more Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game, including Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, and Sunset Salon and Barbering. Second shot for Waylon Floyd was good. One out of two. He's now two out of four from the charity stripe. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is trimmed to 24. It is 23. 40-17 is our score. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Dominic Boyce at the high post. Kicks it out to Hollis Deckard. Hollis looking to drive the baseline. Gives it back out front to Trinkler. Shoots a three from the top of the key. Rattles in and out. No good. Heath Combs with the rebound. Couldn't follow the shot in. And the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Bay. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with a minute 17 to go in the half. Stay tuned. Coming up at halftime, we'll have your 5D screen printing halftime report. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball to Dominic Boyce in the paint. Gives it back outside to Combs. Now to Deckard for three more. That one's off the rim. No good. Trinkler with the offensive rebound. He follows it in. Hunter Trinkler with 15 in the first half. And with a minute to go, Thayer Bobcats with 42 first half points. The Yellow Jackets gets the ball down low to Floyd. Floyd puts it up too hard off the window. Rebound taken by Hunter Trinkler for the Thayer Bobcats. 50 seconds to go in a half. 30 on the shot clock for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer takes it out top. They'll get over to Nicholson. Nicholson to Trinkler down in the right corner. Trinkler puts it on the floor. Moves to the top of the key, working against Spencer. They'll give up and around the horn. Now going back inside to Trinkler. And he traveled as he made the catch. Yeah, he did. Trinkler caught it and shuffled his feet in traffic. Call for the travel. So Thayer turns it over. And here come the Yellow Jacket. Spencer with it. 30 seconds on the shot clock and the game clock. So the shot clock is off. Spencer with it. The Yellow Jacket. Got it out to Willard. Willard gets fouled. Jacob Deckard tried to reach around and knock that ball away at midcourt. And for Deckard, that'll be foul number two in the game. They are looking to make a substitution. Kipton Horton getting ready to check back in the game. See who he goes in for here. 21 seconds to go in the half. Thayer leads at 42-17. 15-point advantage. That's not right. 25-point advantage. And the free throw is up and good. First one for Willard, Jacob Willard. He's got 10 points to lead the way for Bay, 10 of their 18 points. Second free throw is in and out, no good. Dominic Boyce with the rebound for Thayer, and they can hold for the final shot here. By the way, Hollis Deckard out of the game as Kipton Horton, the freshman, checks in. Trinkler's got it out between the circles, down to 9 seconds on the shot clock. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Trinkler better get something going. He's going to pull up, elevate from the three-point line. It's no good. Rebound tipped up and out of bounds, and there's the buzzer to end our first half of play. Thayer Bobcat, 42. The Bay Yellow Jackets, 18 at the half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime show presented by 5D Screen Printing of West Plains in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Now we're back at the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas. What's been a good turn with the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. We're in the Maverick Division, the third place game, and the Thayer Bobcats are dominating this one. They lead it 42-18 at the half. It's been the Bobcat defense. I talked to Coach Pitts. Matter of fact, we sat for a long time here this afternoon as the game got to running late because of a double overtime and another long game. And all the early games were very close, unlike this one. And then they took more time than normally allowed. But he said, I have challenged the guys. We've got to guard better on the perimeter. And this Bay Yellow Jacket team, they live and die by the three-pointer. And the Bobcats just aren't letting them get those shots here tonight. He warned me about Jacob Willard. He said, Jacob Willard, number 33, is their best player, might be the best shooter in this tournament. And the Bobcats have held him to 2 3-pointers. And he's only got 10 points in the first half. So a nice job done there by the Thayer Bobcat defense. They're hitting the boards pretty hard on both ends of the floor, and they're shooting the ball well. Bobcats with 42 first-half points in this game. I'm listening to the 5D screen printing Thayer Bobcat halftime report. We'll be back with your first-half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We're back here at the Maverick Division third-place game in the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. And great job putting this tournament together, putting this tournament on to the folks here in Highland and the A.L. Hudson Center. Just been a great time all week long. Matter of fact, I was talking to Coach Pitts, and they're starting to make decisions on, putting a schedule together for next year. And he says, I definitely think we want to come back here. We've seen some really good basketball, some great individual talent, and a very competitive tournament. And the Bobcats like it right now. In the third place game, they lead it 42-18 at the half over the Bay Yellow Jackets. Look at the scoring. First up for Bay, they're led by Jacob Willard. He has 10 points, 2 points for Waylon Floyd, a three for Isaiah Jones, and a three for Cade Spencer. And for the Thayer Bobcats, they have six different players who have scored in this game, led by the freshman, Hunter Trankler. He has scored 15 in the first half. Junior Carter Nicholson off the bench with 10. 8 points for Hollis Decker, the senior guard. Four for Jaden Belcher. Two for Riley White. And three for Dominic Boyce off the Bobcat bench. Bobcats have made their way back out to the court for their halftime warm-ups. And next game here tonight, by the way, if you're in the Highland area or within pretty short driving distance, next game will be the Outlaw Division. That's the big school division. Third place game. It'll be Blyville to play East Poinsett County. I suspect that'll be a dandy. And the championship tonight got two of the top programs around. Rogers, Arkansas, who upset top-seeded Blyville in the semifinals, will play Collierville, who upset East Poinsett County in the semifinals. So Rogers and Collierville will be the second game after this one. Blyville and East Poinsett County playing in the next game after our game is complete. Again, Thayer leads it 42-18 at the half. And before we get the second half started, it gives me time to say thanks to some more of our Bobcat boosters, including Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Services Thayer, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, the Kenny Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Karen Perkins, and the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer. Again, Bobcats with a lead 42-18 over the Bay Yellow Jackets here in the third place game in the Maverick division of the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. And the best half of basketball we've seen the Thayer Bobcats play this season. Coming up after the game, we'll have your post-game report, which, of course, is brought to you, as always, by Thayer Decorating Downtown. And Coach Matt Pitts has told me he will be up to talk on the postgame. We'll have Coach Pitts to give his views on the game so far tonight. Looks like both teams back to the starters to start the second half. It'll be Deckard, Belcher, Trankler, White, and Combs for Thayer. Spencer, Dodson, McElwain, Floyd, and Willard for Bay. Bay's got the ball. They got it down inside to Floyd, to Willard, and Willard works his magic and scores. 12 points now in the game for Willard. The Thayer Bobcat lead has got to 22. And a little bit of full court pressure by Bay. Bobcats break it. Trankler gets in the half court set. Hands the ball off to he's Combs. And Combs is going to be fouled as Floyd basically jumped on his back. So Bay trying to get a little more physical here. And a foul on Floyd will be his second of the game. Bobcats will inbound on the non-shooting foul. Inbound it into the backcourt. Trankler runs and gets it. Gets away from some Spencer. Gets ball inside. Now back outside to Deckard. Deckard hands it to Combs. Combs curls around to the top of the key. Hands the ball to Trankler. The lefty takes it to the left side of the floor. Now feeds it back over to Combs. Pass deflected, but Combs saves it from going backcourt. They're back in the offensive set here. Down to 14 on the shot clock. Going down the left side of the lane. Trankler with the shot. No. Riley White with the rebound. Puts it back up for the end. Riley White on the offensive board. He's got 4 points in the game, and a Thayer lead is back to 24 with 7 minutes to go. And now Bay will throw it away. It was Willard trying to get the ball over to McElwain, and McElwain had vacated the premises. The ball went out of bounds. Thayer and bounce the ball to Deckard. Deckard, Hollis will bring the ball across the timeline against the defense. A little bit of full court man-to-man pressure. And Bay's gone man-to-man. All over the court. Belcher with it now for Thayer. Gives out to Riley White. Who gives it to Trankler, the freshman. Behind the back with a dribble. Gets away from the defense. Gives it down to Combs. Combs with a shot under the bucket. No. Gets his own rebound. Back up again. No. But he fouled and he'll go to the line and shoot two. I tell you this. Bay will absolutely work on the boards. The foul is on Willard, which will be number two on him. And it'll be Heath Combs to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats, and the senior hits the free throw. First point of the night for Combs. So now all five starters for Thayer have scored. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. Heath Combs, 2 points on the line. That's what happens when you work hard down there on the offensive rebound. Bay with the basketball. They got to Willard. He moves to the free throw line, spins down the left side of the lane. No wraparound pass goes to Dodson. Dodson to the front of the rim, misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Dodson. He spins, kicked it outside to McElwain. Three-point shot is off the rim. No good, and he's called with a rebound. Then he gets fouled. Foul's going to be on Dodson, number two, and that will be number four on Marky Dodson for the Bay Yellow Jackets. And again, Bay with full court pressure and almost stolen. Spencer almost took it away from Hollis Deckard. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. By the way, Coach Hallbrook does not take Dodson out of the game with that fourth foul. Well, Thayer breaks the full court pressure. Trinkler on the dribble drive goes down in lane. He gets fouled out front. That'll be against number 12, Floyd. Waylon Floyd picks up his third. Floyd, a 6'2 senior. Also in foul trouble here for the Bay Yellow Jackets. Thayer will trigger the ball in and got it to Belcher. Belcher makes the catch, and it right back to Hollis Deckard. Deckard moves to the top of the key, off to Trinkler. Trinkler to Combs. Now Riley White looking inside. Nobody open there. Puts it on the floor two times. Gives it up and around the horn to Heath Combs on the left side wing. Back out to Deckard on top. Down to 18 on the shot clock. Thayer just working the clock here, leading 46-20. Here's Deckard. Will shoot a long three. It's off the front rim. No good. Cade Spencer rebounds it for the Bay Yellow Jackets. They quickly get up to Willard. Willard going to have to start doing his thing if they're going to climb back in this game. Yellow Jackets bouncing down to Dodson. Dodson going to a hole. Shoots too hard off the window. Gets his own rebound. Kicked it outside to Floyd. He'll shoot a three. That's off the rim. No good. Dodson with a rebound. Kicks it back out to Willard for three. Top of the key. That's off the mark. And the rebound off of the Yellow Jackets. Oh, they're going to say off the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. It'll be Bay basketball. I think they missed that one. So did Bay. They were already headed to the other end. Anyway, Thayer Bobcats make a substitution. Heath Combs will check out. Dominic Boyce in for the Thayer Bobcats. First substitution in the third quarter. 5:15 to go in the quarter. Bay with the basketball trailing 46-20. He'll bounce it down inside to Dodson off the offense. He'll kick it back out on top to Floyd. Floyd moves inside the free throw lane, puts up a shot, yes, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two, or shoot one. Foul. It was, who did they call a foul on? They called it on Belcher, number 23. That's number three on Belcher. And will send number 12, Floyd, to the free throw line looking for his fifth point. He misses it, and a rebound taken by Riley White for Thayer. White gives up to Belcher. He dribbles up across the timeline, draws a double team, tries to go through it, and he gets fouled. That's going to be on Willard, I think. Yep, number 33 called for foul. That's going to be number three on Jacob Willard. And he looks like he is absolutely wore out. He's having to play so hard. And Belcher going to the free throw line. Already five fouls in this half in the third quarter on Bay. And Belcher hits the free throw. Jaden, the big Bobcat sophomore, now with 5 points in the game, looking for number six right here. And that one is good. Looks like Belcher will check out the game with those three fouls. Carter Nicholson is back in. Nicholson, Bobcat's second leading scorer tonight, coming off the bench with 10, including a three-pointer. And the Yellow Jackets bounced the ball down inside, got it to Dodson. The ball poked away by the defense. Nice play there by Dominic Boyce to get away from Dodson. Knocked it out of bounds. Bay will trigger it in to the right side of the glass along the baseline. They lob it to Dodson, goes up high, gets it, hangs in the air, shoots, counting the foul. Foul's going to be on Riley White. That'll be number three on Riley. Dodson will get credit for the basket, his first of the game, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. So Bay making a little noise here. They have scored 6 points in a quarter to match the 6 points by Thayer, but they're trying to outscore him here, 7-6, as Dodson hits the free throw, and he does. Dodson with 3 points for the Bay Yellow Jackets. They pull off the full court pressure. Bobcats works the ball into the front court, got the Dominic Boyce on the left side wing. Out to Deckard, takes the three, moves it in, gives it outside to Nicholson in the corner, his ball doesn't draw iron on the three-point shot. And here comes Bay with a rebound. Quick down the floor, got the Floyd, now Spencer. Spencer into the corner, and he gets fouled as he made a move down on the baseline. That's going to be on Riley White. That will be his fourth of the game. Four fouls on Riley, and he will go to the Bobcat bench. Heath Combs will check back in non-shooting foul. Spencer inbounds the ball to Willard. Willard to Spencer. Now inside Dotson. Count in a foul. They're going to get Dominic Boyce on this one, I believe. Yes, they do. Dotson gets credit for the basket. 5 points all in this quarter for Dotson. He'll go back looking for another three-point play. Shot is up. No good. Boyce yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Dominic, by the way, with that foul, was his first of the game. Thayer gets the ball down the court in a hurry. Got the Heat Combs. Kicked it out to Nicholson. Nicholson drives toward the bucket. Lost the handle. Ball is safe from out of bounds. It goes to Boyce, but the official says, no, no, you stepped on the line. So it'll be Thayer, Bobcat ball. They'll inbound down under the bucket with 23 to go on the shot clock. 4:07 to go in the third quarter. Bobcat inbound the ball to Trankler. Trankler to the bucket, scores the layup. Trankler with 17 to lead all scorers tonight. And the Bay Yellow Jackets won a timeout. 50-27. Thayer Bobcats lead the Bay Yellow Jackets. We'll be back to Highland in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Back at the A.L. Hudson Center, side of the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. We're in the third place game of the Maverick Division. Thayer Bobcats dominating this one 50-27 with just under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bay with the basketball. They got out to Spencer wide open for a three, and he nailed it. Cade Spencer with his second bucket of the night for the Bay Yellow Jackets. He's got 6 points, and Thayer's lead is now down to 20 at 50-30. Led for a while by 26 in this game. Bay playing defense as the Bobcats try to force it inside. It's stolen. They get it out to Dotson. Dotson driving to the bucket. Has the ball stripped away by Trinkler, and a foul going to be called. Oh, my. That looked pretty clean, according to the Bobcat fans sitting all around the stands here. By the way, good crowd of Bobcats here. The foul was on Dominic Boyce. Will be his second. And they'll send Dotson back to the free throw line. Dotson with 5 points all over here in the third quarter. And the first free throw is an air ball. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including our friends over at Toyota of West Plains, Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, and Steed Trucking of Thayer. Second free throw, no good. Thayer Bobcat with the rebound. And here they come again. Bobcats have only scored 8 points in this quarter. Offense has cooled off. And here's a throw. Oh, a bad pass that time by Hollis Deckard. They're going to try to hit Nicholson, who was cutting to the bucket, but the defense was right there. The ball hit Nicholson in the knee and goes out of bounds. So Thayer turns it over, up by 20. Bay with it. Spencer. Now to Willard. Long three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Carter Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Nicholson gets tied up, and a foul going to be called on number 12. That is Floyd for the Bay Yellow Jacket. Coach Holbrook over there for Bay. He wanted a held ball, but the official says no, no, no. And we'll walk to the other end, and Carter Nicholson back to the free throw line. Carter has hit three free throws in the game to give him 10 points on the night. Carter, the junior, having a good night tonight. Did not have a good night here yesterday or on Monday, but tonight he's been good. Nicholson now with 11. And another free throw up for the Bobcat Junior. It is no good. Falls off the right side of the rim. Rebound to Willard for the Bay Yellow Jackets. He takes it up all the way into the lane, going to the bucket. He's going to get fouled on the drive. I think they're going to get Trinkler with that one. Trinkler blocked the shot, but he got it with the body. And the foul on Trinkler will be his first of the night, I do believe. And the first free throw for Willard is up and good. Jacob Willard with only his third point of the third quarter. He has got 13 now in the game for Bay. By far their leading scorer. Nobody else with more than six. And second free throw is good for Willard. Good player. There, Bobcats coming in. Bobcat lead is down to 19 at 51-32. Bobcats working around the perimeter. Heath Combs with it out there. Gets tied up and gets rid of it to Hollis Deckard. Decker handles it near midcourt. Then we'll do a double team down the left side of the lane, looking for an outlet. Now puts it on the floor. Just knocked away. Puts it up and in off the right side. Hollis Decker, the third Bobcat in double figures with 10. That's a nice play by Hollis. Decker with the bucket. And Thayer's lead is back up to 21 with 2:22 to go in the third. Bang. Trying to get it inside. Ball poked away by the defense. Now picked up by Isaiah Jones. Jones gets the Willard going in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound. Dominic Boyce for the Thayer Bobcats. And here they come. Bobcats up by 53-32. That'd be a 21-point lead. Deckard with the ball. Handles it out front. Looking for an open teammate. Got it down to Trinkler in the left corner. Trinkler on top. And Nicholson, boy, likes that shot from straight ahead. No good. The rebound controlled by Willard for Bay. Bay driving it up the floor, lost the handle, and the ball is out of bounds off his hands. He went up to shoot, and the ball just flew out of his hands and into the bleachers on the far end of the court. So Thayer will get it back with a 21-point lead, minute 46 to go in the third quarter. Looks like the Thayer Bobcats will go on and win the third-place trophy here in the Maverick Division of the Bad Boy Mower, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational, coming in as the four seed. That's a pretty good thing to do. And Bobcats run the offense to Trinkler, who's wide open, cutting down the lane. He hits the layup. Trinkler with 19 on the night. He leads all scorers. Bay with it. Got it down inside. McElwain with a shot. No. Long rebound. Comes down to Jones. Shoots the three. That's no good, but we got a foul on the rebound. And it's going to go against the Bay Yellow Jackets. Going to go against number two, Marky Dodson, and that will be his fifth of the game. Marky Dodson fouls out with a minute 19 to go in the third quarter. And number 12, check back in, that is Waylon Floyd to take his place. Dominic Boyce at the line shooting two free throws for Thayer. First one is up, and it's good. Dominic now with 4 points in the game, all of them from the line. Thayer's hit a lot of free throws tonight. They shot the free throws well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And that one is no good by Dom. Sorry, Dom, I jinxed you. One out of two that time. And the Thayer lead is now 24-56-32. A minute to go in the third period. Yellow Jacket working the ball around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone defense. Got it out to McElwain, number 10, and he shoots and scores. Hits the three. Gets into the Bobcat lead with under a minute to go now in the third. Thayer with it. Nicholson over to Trinkler. Trinkler's had a night tonight. The freshman with 19 through three quarters. Bobcats running a little motion outside, down to 19 on the shot clock. Running that weave, down to get it to Dominic Boyce, the high post, kick it down to Nicholson for three more. It's good. Nicholson's got 14 off the Bobcat bench. The Thayer lead is now 24. We go the other way, and we're going to get a whistle. And we've got a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. I believe they're going to get Carter Nicholson for throwing an elbow. And Nicholson calls for the foul will be his first of the game. And it sends number one, Isaiah Jones, to the free throw line. Jones, a 5'11 sophomore, misses the first free throw. He will shoot another. Dribbles it twice. Puts it up with a right hand. It is good. Isaiah Jones off the bench with 4 points for the Bay Yellow Jackets. And with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter, Thayer in command, 59-36. And here's Hollis Decker gets fouled out front as he was trying to run out the clock. Trying to get the steal was Cade Spencer, number zero. And it'll send Hollis Decker to the free throw line for Thayer. Hollis with 10 points tonight. Three Bobcats already in double figures. And the first free throw for Hollis Deckard hits the back rim, front rim, and bounces out. 21 seconds to play in the third. Another one on the way for the Bobcat senior guard. Dribbles it one time, pushed it up, and nailed it. So Deckard with 11 in the game. And Bay will bring it the other way with 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Willard gives it up to McElwain. Long three-point shot, no. Carter Nicholson with the rebound. Thayer with a chance to get more points here. Leading 60-36 and bringing in the front court. Down to 6 seconds to play. Trinkler going all the way to the bucket, puts it up, no. Rebound gets on the floor. Willard's got it for the Bay Yellow Jackets. Throws one full length of the court, not even close. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 60-36. Bayer Bobcats with the lead over the Bay Yellow Jackets. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter from Highland in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
Well, we're ready for our fourth quarter here from the A.L. Hudson Center. Third place game in the Maverick division of the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. Bayer Bobcats dominating this one. They lead by 24 points headed to the fourth quarter. Bobcats working a half-court offense. They go a backdoor cut to Hollis Deckard. Counting a foul. He'll go the line for the three-point play. And that foul's going to be on Willard. Jacob Willard picks up his fourth for Bay. Bayer Bobcats have just been attacking the basket all night long, and the Bay Yellow Jackets have just been fouling them when they make the move. Deckard with the foul, and they're going to wipe up a little perspiration off the floor to give us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Steed Trucking and Thayer, Southern Hills Auto Plaza and West Plains, Partners in Shine of West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe, and Studio in Thayer. I'll be there for breakfast. Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters, Mr. Dent in West Plains, and Forestler Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Plus. And Deckard shoots the free throw and got the bucket and the free throw. Hollis now with 14 in the game. Bay with it. Trying to bounce it down inside. Ball deflected by the defense. It goes out of bounds. Good hands by Dominic Boyce. Bobcat defense has been really good tonight, preventing Bay just to get from getting just red hot from the three-point line. And that's where they live. They've got three-point shooters. They want to shoot the three. They inbounds it out of the corner on the sideline. They'll swing it around the horn, got it over to Spencer. Spencer, one of those that likes to pull the trigger. He doesn't have a shot. They feed it around the horn, now down the low block to Willard. Willard backs it out to the three-point line on the baseline, drives the baseline, gets his shot blocked by Boyce, and the rebound goes out of bounds off the leg of Willard. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball leading by a score of 63-36. 7:23 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats bringing it the other way. Hollis Deckard out between the circles. Swings the left side to Dominic Boyce. Dominic, oh, got an opening. Goes down left side of the lane. His shot is blocked, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on number 12, Waylon Floyd. I believe that is going to be number four on Waylon Floyd. And substitution here for Floyd will be number 23. That is Hunter Belcher, a 6-foot sophomore. Don't know if he's any relation to the Bobcats, Jaden Belcher or not. Dominic Boyce at the free throw line. First free throw is up and no good. He will shoot another. Dom has played a bunch tonight. Has 4 points in the game, all from the charity stripe. And this one is up. Oh, rattles in and out. No good. He's missed three in a row since I said he was shooting it well from the line. I'm sorry, Dominic. I jinxed you. Here's Willard, long three on the other end for the Yellow Jackets, and it's good. Jacob Willard now with 17 points on the night. He has hit three threes. Here come the Bobcats. They'll bounce it inside the belt to a Boyce. His shot is up. No, but he'll go back to the free throw line. Fouls is on number 23, Belcher, who just checked into the ballgame. Hunter Belcher. And Dominic Boyce back to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. I mentioned Dom was 4-for-4 at one point in the game. Actually, he was 4-for-5, and now he's missed three in a row. This one is up, and it's, oh, no good. Just wouldn't fall in front of the rim. 6:53 to play in the game. Thayer leads it 63-39. Now the free throw is up. Belcher couldn't hit that one either. And here comes Willard for Bay. His pass to left side stolen by Nicholson. He got Trinkle on the wing. Nicholson going all the way to the hole. Gets fouled. Oh, no, they're not going to call that a foul. Well, we are getting late in the game, and Thayer's up by 26. And Boyce will come out of the game as Riley White checks back in for the Thayer Bobcats. They will inbound the ball along the baseline. And they lob it in to Riley White. Oh, goes up a little too soft with the shot. It wouldn't go in. And the rebound controlled by the Bay Yellow Jackets. And ball is poked away from Willard as he goes up the right sideline. So Bay will inbound it on the sideline. 30 seconds on the shot clock. They bring it across court to Spencer. Back over to Willard. Another long three. That one's off the rim. Rebound gets on the floor. And Trinkler got it for Thayer. Bobcat freshman's been good tonight. He scored 19 already in the game. Deckard with it for Thayer. Got to Riley White at the free throw circle. Back over to Deckard. Fakes the three. Goes inside the defense. Gives a pass outside for Nicholson for three. That one rattles up and in. No good. Rebound. He's calmed. He goes back up and gets fouled on the play. That'll be on number 10, Wyatt McElwain, a 6'4 senior. Called for his second. And that is the fourth team foul on the Yellow Jackets here in the fourth quarter. Bobcats will be shooting free throws. The next one on out, and Heath Combs hits the free throw. Heath with 3 points now in the game, all of them in the second half, all from the charity stripe. Shoots another one, and it's no good. Rebound, Willard for Bay. Quick trigger up to Spencer. Long three-point shot is good. Spencer hits his third three of the night for Bay. He's got 9 points. Now it's 5:55 to go. Thayer Bobcat lead is down to 22. Thayer working the offense to Riley White. Out of Deckard, out the top of the key. Goes down the left side of the lane, back to back out. Swings it over to Heath Combs. Heath into the lane, dumps it off for Riley White. Short jumper up and no good. And Heath Combs got the rebound to Nicholson. Nicholson couldn't follow. Looking to get his own rebound. Ball volleyed around, still being volleyed around. It's out of bounds. It's off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Bay ball. And actually, they're going to call a foul on Heath Combs on that play. Boy, there's a lot of hands going everywhere looking for that loose ball. Finally went out of bounds, and Heath Combs called for the foul. Heath will come out of the game now. Jaden Belcher will check back in for Thayer Bobcats. The starters on the floor right now, with the exception of Nicholson, in there in place of Combs. And Bay triggers the ball inside. Nice move by Isaiah Jones. He is the short jumper. Gets the lead back to 20 for Thayer. 64-44. Bobcats handle it out top. Hunter Trinkler's got it there. Bouncing it to Riley White. Back to Trinkler. Pulls up. Little 15-footer. Good. And Trinkler now with 21 in the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Oh, and here's a steal by Trinkler. He'll drive the length of the floor. Score the uncontested layup. 23 for Trinkler. Good defensive play as he took it away from Willard. And Bay with it. Got to Spencer down the corner. Bobcats jump out on him. He's a good shooter. Back to Willard out on top. Little crossover dribble. Couldn't get a shot. Gives to Spencer in the corner for three more. Yep. Cade Spencer hits his fourth three of the night. Bobcat lead back to 21 at 68-47. Down to 4:25 to play in the game. Here comes Thayer. Nicholson right down the middle of the lane. Shoots and scores. Nice play there by Nicholson. He's now got 16. And there's another three by Spencer for Bay. Five threes. He's got 15 in the game. Bobcats work the ball around the perimeter. 4 minutes to go in the game. Ball goes to Trinkler. Trinkler, oh, tried to get to Belcher. Cutting through the lane. Belcher couldn't hang on. Ball is safe from out of bounds, and it goes to Nicholson. Thayer Bobcats with it. Down to 16 on the shot clock. Riley White with it on the right side wing. Puts it on the floor one time, two times. Against the Deckard. He'll square up a three. Ball is off the rim. No good. Belcher with a rebound. Going back up. No. Gets his own rebound again and kicks it out to Nicholson for three. Bingo! Nicholson with 19 in the ballgame as he hits another three. 73-50. Thayer Bobcats lead it And then we got a whistle and a foul going to be called out on the open floor. And I believe that's going to be on Riley White. He's pulling his shirt up and untouched his shirt. He'll go to the Bobcat bench. Riley White fouls out of the game with 3:20 to play. Riley scored 4 points in the game tonight, along with his 5 fouls. Substitution, it'll be Kipton Horton to check in for Thayer. And they're going to tell him that's 5? Yes, they will. So he's got 30 seconds. Get a sub in. 73-50. Thayer Bobcats lead it by 23. And Riley White goes to the bench. Heath Combs will be in for him. And Nicholson checks out of the game. And the freshman, Kipton Horton, will check in. Non-shooting fouls. Fisher will trigger it in for Bay. Got it out to Willard. Out around the three-point line. Looks at a cutter cutting down the baseline. Into the lane. Shot blocked by Belcher. Rebound comes off to Hollis Deckard. Here come the Bobcats on the break. Oh, and Hollis tried to go behind the back to Belcher. Didn't see it coming, and the pass goes out of bounds. Belcher didn't have his eye on the ball. And now the officials want to say, was that off of, was it off of one of the defenders? And they say no. I thought it was off a defender too. The officials just missed it. Well, here comes Bay with it, down by 23. They got it to Jones. Jones will shake and bake into the lane, couldn't get a shot. Leads the ball out front to Spencer, bounces back to Jones at the free throw line. Powers it down the right side, back out to Spencer for another one. That one's no good. Belcher rebounds it for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats on a break. Got the ball up to Horton in the corner. Bringing it back outside. Pass is deflected and goes out of bounds with 2:44 to go in the ballgame. Thayer leading 73-50. Bobcats inbound the ball to Horton. Gives it to Trinkler. Now back to Horton inside. Got the Belcher cutting down the lane, but he doesn't like the shot. Dribbles it once. Now turns. Shoots. No good. And the rebound is off of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. Heath Combs was there. Couldn't quite corral it. It'll be Bay basketball with 2:33 to go in the game. Down by 23 points here in the third place game of the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon's Invitational Tournament. They work it down on the baseline. Got down there to Belcher, number 23. Out top now for Spencer. Another 3 ball. That one's no good. Long rebound comes out to McElwain. He'll shoot a 3. That's no good. And the rebound is off the hands of Bay and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 2:11 to play in the game. We are in Arkansas playing under a 35-second clock. So no holding the ball here for 2 minutes and wrapping up the victory. You got to run your offense. Got to get a shot up within 35 seconds. Belcher with it for Thayer on top. Here's to Trinkler. Trinkler spins into the lane. Gives it back outside to Heath Combs. Combs driving the baseline. Puts the shot up. No, but he's fouled. He'll go back to the free throw line. Kind of odd. We have 2 Belchers in the game. 1 for each team. Both of them wearing number 23. That's just confusing. Us old guys. Heath Combs will go to the free throw line for Thayer. Combs has scored 3 points tonight. All of them from the free throw line. And he hits the first one here. And give me a chance to say thanks to some more Bobcat boosters, including Penny Lane Accounting, Allen Supported Living. Second free throw is no good. And the Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food. Bay with a basketball. They bounce it down to the baseline. Intended for Spencer. Ball is deflected by Hollis Deckard and goes out of bounds. Substitution now for the Thayer Bobcats. And that is Edwards checking into the game. Hunter Trinkler will leave. Bobcat freshman was good tonight. And inbound play to Willard. Goes down the left side of the lane. Couldn't hit the left-hand layup. There, Bobcats have got the ball back. 1:36 to go in the game. Deckard to the top. Hands off to Horton. Horton over to Edwards. Edwards now to Heath Combs. Combs back to Deckard. Fake the 3. Gets inside the defense. Go all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Hollis Deckard was 16 on the night. That follows his 15 points. Or excuse me, 18 points he had last night. And Bay were going to get a foul call. Going to be Kipton Horton call for the foul down in the corner, number 1. First foul on Kipton tonight. And Bay will inbound the ball. They got it in for Jones. Jones out to Willard. Another 3. That one is short. And a rebound, Hollis Deckard for Thayer. 1 minute to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats are going to wrap up the third place trophy here in the Maverick division of the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. Bobcats working it around the perimeter. Got the Heath Combs. He's going hard to the bucket. Reverse layup is good. Heath Combs with 6 points on the night. Thayer up by 28, 78 to 50. Willard with it for Bank. Got it down inside to Jones. He lost the handle, but runs down the baseline and picks it up. Feed it back around the horn to Willard. 20 on the shot clock. Willard let the three fly. That one's off the rim. No. Belcher with a rebound for Thayer. Gives it to Hollis Deckard. And the Thayer Bobcats do not have to shoot it. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Shot clock is turned off. Bobcats can bring it in the front court and just run out the clock here. They get it over the left side. Down to Belcher in the middle. Ball poked away by the defense, but run down by Edwards. And Hollis Deckard will dribble it out. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. There's the buzzer. That's your final. Thayer Bobcats have outscored the Bay Yellow Jackets 78 to 50 here in the third place game of the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament Maverick Division.